This is our Georgia Health News weekly segment. I'm Victoria Knight.
And I'm Andy Miller.
So today, Andy, we're talking about a reporting project you worked on with the Huffington Post about what happens to a town when a rural hospital closes. So you and the Huffington Post reporter, Lauren Weber, traveled down to Glenwood, a small town in Wheeler County, which is in central Georgia. The town's hospital, Lower Oconee Community Hospital, closed there in 2014, but that's now been 3 years ago. So tell us, what's happened to the town since the hospital closed?
Well, Victoria, what's happened to that town is essentially they've lost a lot of businesses in the wake of the hospital closure. The local bank is closed, a grocery store is closed, and if you go down the main street, it really looks like a ghost town.
So, Andy, Glenwood becoming a ghost town, was this all linked to the hospital closing?
About 120 jobs were eliminated when the hospital closed. And a rural hospital is typically the top employer in a rural county or like number two behind the school system. And so that was a big blow for the community to kind of absorb the fact that you had all these jobs go away.
And we've talked about on this show before, and you've reported on for a while, that we have rural hospitals closing all over the state. Just since 2013, we've had 6 close here in Georgia, and it's also a national trend where we've had 82 close across the U.S. since 2010. Can you kind of tell us what are some of the factors that will make these rural hospitals close?
Well, there are several things going on. Basically, rural hospitals tend to see more uninsured patients who can't pay their bills when they have to use emergency services often. A lot of these facilities are aging facilities. They're 20, 30, 40 years old, 50 years old in some cases, and the equipment is not kept up. Rural communities also have trouble recruiting doctors to practice there, and that's been a continuing challenge, not just in Georgia, but in other states. And in a lot of cases, in the South especially, people tend to have more chronic health problems in rural areas. And that may be a function of poverty and lack of insurance and other factors. So there's multiple challenges here.
So you visited other towns that were trying to save their rural hospitals. What were some of the strategies that they were putting in place to keep their hospitals open?
Well, Candler County Hospital is in kind of southeastern Georgia. And they have a huge debt. They have like a $10 million debt, which for them is a big amount. And it's even higher than that when you count in other receivables that are due and things like that. But what they're trying to do is basically rely on surgery services and also what's called swing beds, where you can take an acute care bed and make it into a rehabilitation bed for someone who's had a chronic illness or an injury or something like that. And so they're doing okay financially, but this debt is not going away. And the county commissioners are very worried about this going forward because they don't want to have to raise taxes. Meanwhile, people in the town are really concerned that they may lose their hospital. And I talked to a couple people, an insurance agent there, who said basically that he thinks it can remain open. He thinks it'll survive, as does the CEO of Candler County Hospital.
All right, Andy. Well, I think that ends our segment for this week. Thanks for talking with me.
All right, Victoria. Thank you.
That's Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. I'm Victoria Knight with the WUGA Health Desk. Any opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of WUGA FM.